We are less than 1 week away from the election, and Democrats are going pedal to the metal right now because they know that Donald Trump is ahead and they're terrified. And it's happening in many ways, what they're doing. It's very corrupt. It's crazy. I'm going to talk about them all in the show today. The big news from the week is that conservative political commentators have been getting texts from the New York Times. And this is old news. And I'm not going to talk about necessarily the text in depth, but what I do want to talk about is the article that came out from the New York Times, basically calling for the censoring of conservatives, as well as the collusion that they have been in with the Washington Post, because we've learned today that the Washington Post has sent out almost identical messages to conservative political commentators. But in case you aren't sure what I'm talking about, let me just show you really quick the text that Tucker Carlson got from the New York Times, because he posted it, and his response. It's very, very funny. Here it is. So I'm going to kind of go through it. It's a pretty long text, so I'm going to go through it kind of quickly, and I'm going to skip a couple paragraphs, but I'll put them up on the screen so you can see them. It starts like this. They say, "Good day, Mr. Carlson. I hope you're well." He doesn't hope he's well. I promise. I'm Nico Grant. I'm a reporter of the New York Times. "I wanted to give you an opportunity to comment for an upcoming article that takes a look at how political commentators have discussed the upcoming election on YouTube. We rely on an analysis conducted by researchers at Media Matters for America." I have to stop it really quick. Media Matters is a leftist organization, completely partisan, part of the Democrat Party. Anyway, I'm going to skip to the next part of the text. This is what they ask. They say, "Here are some points we plan to include. Media Matters identified 286 YouTube videos between May and August that contained election misinformation." And they go on to say that Tucker Carlson is basically an election denier and has done all this misinformation. And at the very bottom, this is the clincher. They say, "I also have a few questions. Are you a member of the YouTube Partner Program?" That's the program where YouTube pays you. "If so, how frequently does YouTube demonetize your videos? And has YouTube sent you messages, emails, or notices in the last year that your content contains misinformation? Thank you." So you can tell from the questions they're asking, which, again, I'll talk about Media Matters in a second, it's all centered around the monetization of conservative political commentators. Are you getting paid? Because we would like you not to get paid. That's what the New York Times journalist, I say in quotes, is saying. This is what Tucker Carlson responded. Very funny. He says, "So the New York Times is working with a left-wing hate group to silence critics of the Democrat Party. Please ask yourself why you're participating in it. Is this why you got into journalism? It's shameful. I hope you're filled with guilt and self-loathing for sending me a text like this. Please quote me." Then they said, "Thank you for your prompt response. Would you like to address any of the points or questions above?" And he finishes off by saying, "Would I like to participate in your attempt to censor me? No thanks, but I do hope you'll quote what I wrote above and also note that I told you to F off, which I'm doing now. Thanks." So Tucker Carlson was not the only one that got this text. Tons of people got them. Ben Shapiro got them, Benny Johnson, those are just to name a few. And here's the problem. They send it out, and then today we find out that the Washington Post has now sent an almost identical message to the same political commentators. Ben Shapiro reacted to it on a show today. Here's what that sounded like.
"The Washington Post, literally within 48 hours, sent me this email yesterday. Quote, 'Hi, Ben. I'm a tech reporter at the Washington Post. My colleagues and I are working on a story that examines the role podcasts are playing in casting doubt on the integrity of the 2024 election. The piece includes interviews with researchers who say podcasts are an especially effective medium for such claims because of how technically challenging it is for companies to do content moderation.'" Okay, so what does that mean? They're saying, the suggestion here is, that companies ought to be doing content moderation. Which companies? Well, presumably social media companies ought to be shutting down, once again, shows like this one. YouTube ought to shut down this show, according to the Washington Post. Or perhaps she's talking about Spotify, or perhaps iTunes, or perhaps she's talking about advertisers. They can't do content moderation on shows like yours, and you are in elections. And this is what the Washington Post reporter is saying. Quote, "A Washington Post analysis found that the Ben Shapiro Show is one of many nationally prominent podcasts that have aired these claims. Our analysis is based on your October interview with former President Trump, where you referred to Democrats as professionals at ballot harvesting, and Trump referred to them as cheaters. Could you please let me know if you have any comment? My deadline is 5 p.m. Eastern today." We received that early in the afternoon yesterday.
So yeah, the Washington Post and the New York Times are in league together. And I've talked about this on my show before. A lot of people have talked about it. When we talk about media, the mainstream media, when we talk about the Democrat Party, they're one in the same. These are identical messages. I mean, these are not separate organizations. They work together all the time. I've said this from day one. And that brings us then to the New York Times article that was released today about what they messaged Tucker Carlson about. I have to read some of it for you because it is crazy. It has to do strongly with the election, and it has massive implications for free speech and what's going on with conservatives in media right now. Here we go. This is how they start. They start with this. During four tumultuous months of this year's presidential campaign, researchers from Media Matters for America, a group that monitors information from conservative sources, examined the consequences of YouTube's about face. While Media Matters, this is so crazy. Just listen to this paragraph. While Media Matters is a partisan organization that regularly criticizes conservatives, reporters and academics frequently cite it. At least they're honest, right? They're literally openly acknowledging that it's a partisan organization. When they say partisan, they mean it's part of the Democrat Party. Yet reporters and academics frequently cite it because they're the same people. And then they say, as a source on YouTube misinformation because it devotes significant resources to tracking the vast platform. Great. So essentially, if something gives a lot of resources, it's suddenly credible. That's what they're saying. You have to understand, Media Matters is the Democrat Party. Their whole goal, Media Matters' whole goal, is to essentially pseudo fact check conservative political commentators and get them banned from the internet. That's what they want to do. And so the fact that the New York Times cites them shows how deeply, deeply corrupt and colluded this is. Again, just the New York Times on its own would be that way, but to have two of the pretty much biggest newspapers in the United States come out with the same story because obviously they talk to Media Matters is frightening. Listen to this next part from this supposed journalist that wrote this. They say this, the commentators used false narratives about 2020 as a foundation for elaborate claims that the 2024 presidential contest was also rigged, all while YouTube made money from them. So this article is actually very, very simple. And the clues for this was in the text that they sent out to these political commentators. The New York Times and the Washington Post know that they're trash. They know that they're trash. They know no one reads them, hardly ever. Their views are tanking. I mean, if you look at other mainstream media outlets like CNN, MSNBC, the views are tanking, especially when you, I mean, you look at an interview between Trump and Joe Rogan. I watched it maybe 22 hours after it came out, 10 million views. 10 million views. That is so much more than what the New York Times and the Washington Post is getting on their, you know, even their best posts. But in any case, their viewers are tanking and they're so afraid right now. And so what is their only option? Censor their competitors. And their competitors, of course, are conservatives. And so it's actually as simple as crony business. They just simply can't compete. So instead, they're going to try to employ political means to get their rivals banned. And YouTube, for their part, actually has made some progress on this. This is what they said to the New York Times. They said, this is from a YouTube spokesperson. They said, the ability to openly debate political ideas, even those that are controversial, is an important value, especially in the midst of an election season. The story, so great, right? This is improving, but the story that the New York Times puts out goes on to say that YouTube really ought to reverse the course that they have set and ban YouTubers who they disagree with. And if those YouTubers have any shadow of a doubt on an election or what's going on, they should be banned, hands down. And that is crazy. That is crazy. A leftist media outlet cannot compete with conservative alternative media, so they are calling on big tech to censor them. That is what's happening in America right now. We are talking about Ben Shapiro. Tucker Carlson, do I think he's a little bit more extreme than Ben Shapiro? Sure. Yeah. And am I surprised that they sent a message like this out to Tucker Carlson? Not particularly. I don't think it's right. I don't think we should censor him. And I disagree with Tucker Carlson on certain things, especially when it comes to the election. But Ben Shapiro is like the most tame person when it comes to election interference, much more than me. Like, he's way more tame than I am. And they cannot have a channel. They can't have his channel up because it actually has the power to make conservative change in the country. And as I said, there is no difference between the Democrat Party and Media Matters and the New York Times and the Washington Post. And so they see people, even like Ben Shapiro, who really don't fit the mold of election interference talk, and they have to get rid of him. Because, like I said, it's as simple as crony business. They're the same organization. The Washington Post, the New York Times, Media Matters, they're the same people. They've all worked for each other. They hate what America stands for, and they want to change the outcome of elections because of the fact that they hate America and its founding principles as well. You guys know that I'm very passionate about men's health, and that is why I've partnered with the partner of this show, Caliber. Unfortunately, today men are not settling for their best when it comes to condoms and settling for that generic brand that literally says one size fits all on the label does not inspire confidence. It does not create the best experience at all, and it may not even offer the protection that you want with Caliber. They have 6 sizes to choose from, and they make it very easy to start with a find your size sampler. For a limited time for my viewers, you'll get a $25 gift card with a first-time purchase, and they even have a money-back guarantee. So don't settle for mediocre contraception that doesn't even fit, guys. Caliber is 5. This is my favorite thing about Caliber. They're 5 times tested for maximum comfort and skin sensitivity. And again, they have that money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. Join the thousands of customers who are improving their sexual fitness with Caliber. Simply go to the link in my description below and get your Find Your Size sampler today. So media censorship is not the only thing happening in the election right now, guys. There are voting machines that literally won't let you vote for Donald Trump right now in certain states. A Trump voter actually got a video of this. Here it is. Two words, paper ballots. It's just not that hard, guys. I implore Republicans and Trump, if they win, make this a huge issue. It should not be controversial anymore. There are 3 simple things that just should not be controversial anymore. The first is paper ballots. They're not hard. Everyone knows how to write in America. Yeah, we like screens, but also it's okay. It's one thing every 4 years. You can do it. So paper ballots, that's the first thing. The second thing is I am definitely a fan of having a national holiday where you have to go vote in person. Because I've heard the arguments, oh, I can't go in person. Like, a lot could happen. The weather could be really bad. I could be super sick. All these things. At the end of the day, voting does not have to be the easiest thing in the world. It's a privilege. It is a right. But also doesn't have to be the easiest thing in the world. A national holiday makes it so work cannot impede you from doing it. But at the same time, people always find a way to not go. And if they don't, frankly, I don't think they deserve to vote. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing, of course, is voter ID. It's so easy. These 3 things are so easy. They're not even, I don't even think they're controversial. And they would guarantee election integrity. And the argument that I always hear from people, by the way, is, well, there isn't any evidence of widespread election fraud, which, you know, we could talk about, we could argue if that's true or not. But let's just say that's true. If that is true, and there's not like a massive, ton of evidence that there's election fraud, what's keeping them from doing it? Seriously, I mean, these 3 things, they seem pretty uncontroversial. I think if you polled Americans, I think the majority of them would say that that's very reasonable and be okay with it. This idea that black people magically can't get voter IDs is racist and not true at all. No one actually believes that, including the people who say it. So why not? Like, even if there's no election fraud, again, I'm not saying I believe that, but let's say it is true. Why not just, like, what are they so afraid of? And the fact that Democrats are so afraid of those common sense laws is the reason why you think there might be something fishy going on there. If you're a conservative like me, you have to have Daily Wire Plus. That's why I've partnered with them. Right now, they actually have Am I Racist on Daily Wire Plus. Of course, they've got What is a Woman? It's been on there forever. But if you go to the link in my description right now, you use the code there, you'll support my channel and you'll get 35% off Daily Wire Plus today. Go check out Am I Racist. If you weren't able to see it in theaters, you got to go see it. Even if you did see it in theaters, they actually have new deleted scenes on Daily Wire Plus. So again, head to the link in the description below and check it out.